All right. Oh, good. This thing is on. Welcome to the Cabin Podcast. We're going to get on two wheels today and do a little biking. I'm Eric Paulson. Very excited about this episode.
I'm Audio Dave.
And I'm Susan Foch.
So in our last episode, you may recall, there were just three of us. And let's face it, three's company, but it's not good for a podcast. We've got a fourth with us today, and she's a gem. A lovely member of the Discover Media Works crew. She works here as a marketing and account supervisor. But she's here today because she is an avid and competitive cyclist who knows a thing or two about the best areas to ride your bike here in Wisconsin. Kayla Clements, thanks for being on the podcast here today.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. Should I give a little intro?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and the kind of cycling you do and how competitive you are. And show us your hand for the people watching on video.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
You want to tell that story?
Oh, I thought we were going to hide this. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I broke my hand about 3 weeks ago now at Tour of St. Louis down in Missouri. It was my first race, and I don't know, it seems like forever because of last year. So long story short, I didn't do what my coach told me to do, and I was in the wrong place, and I was in an unavoidable crash. So yeah, it's broken my hand, which is not fun, but I'm still able to ride inside, so that's, you know, better than nothing. But yeah, so I race. I mostly do road racing, Criterium specifically, but I do time trials, actual road races, which is probably what most people know about. So like the Tour de France, that's a quote-unquote road race. And then I also do cyclocross, and I do a little bit of gravel riding as well. What I haven't done much of is mountain biking. So I did have to kind of ask some friends about some different trails to talk about here today, but so yeah, that's me, I guess.
So you prefer the skinny tires, Kayla?
I do. I do. I prefer the skinny tires and to go fast.
Well, here's a bit of trivia you might find interesting then. Speaking of the Tour de France, I ran track in high school in Texas. Nobody believes that now, but I did. And in Plano, Texas, one of my track mates for a semester won 7 Tour de Frances, although officially he didn't.
Ooh. I mean, I can only guess who that might be.
Yeah, I think there's only one.
Yeah,
who does that? Yeah,
The Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
There's no way you went to high school with him. What?
Yeah, just for a semester. But I was a senior when he was a junior, and he transferred in. He was on our track team. He won just about everything because the guy never got tired. And then he transferred out so he could focus on training for the 88 Olympics.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. So, what kind of events did he do? Everything?
Just every running event possible, especially the mile and the 2 mile, which I also did. I was more endurance rather than like, you know, hurdles and stuff. And so we all knew the back of his head a lot better than the front because he was always way ahead of us.
Wow.
It was crazy. And I just remember our coach. I'll never forget this. He was like, boys, this is Texas, remember? Boys. Keep your eye on Armstrong. He's going places. And we're all like, yeah, whatever. And then you're eating Wheaties. Like 4 years later, you look at the box. You're like, well, I'll be darned.
Well, I'll be darned.
So, crazy.
Some people just put ambition to shame. Yeah. My God.
Yeah. And this is a good time to talk about the bike trails, whether it's road biking or mountain biking. A lot of the state trails officially open for the season on May 1st, which is just around the corner. And of course, our own capital city of Madison was just named the number one biking city in the country, beating out Portland, which held the title for like the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's despite our winters. So that means Madison's pretty freaking awesome.
Pretty exciting.
Around and through. And Kayla, I'm sure you can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. The cycling in Madison is world class. It really is.
Let's get into world class Wisconsin trails here on the Cabin. The Cabin is brought to you by the Wisconsin Counties Association, and this week we're featuring Waukesha County. Where in 2012, the Gibson Guitar Company selected the city of Waukesha, its county seat, for its 8th Worldwide Guitar Town designation to honor the birth and final resting place of guitar legend Les Paul.
Community art display. We talked about last
week. We did talk about him last week. And right around the city, there were artist-decorated fiberglass sculptures 10 feet high, playable-size Gibson Les Paul model guitars. Other cities, I mean, Waukesha is in good company. Other cities like L.A. and Miami, Orlando, Austin, Nashville, Cleveland, and London were also doing these things. And then little Waukesha.
Cool.
Now, the county, beautiful county. I lived there a long time. It's where the first U.S. Weather Bureau forecast was ever received. on Lapham Peak, which is in the middle of Lapham Peak State Park, of course. Back in 1870, they got a wireless signal from Pikes Peak in Colorado warning of possible showers. So, wow. Momentous. The Kettle Moraine area goes through a lot of Waukesha County. The Ice Age Trail weaves through there. The Lake Country area, a lot of the glaciers just melted in that area and left all those beautiful lakes. And the water there is of high quality. City of Waukesha goes by the nicknames Spring City and Saratoga of the West. They had all these mineral springs famous for their healing powers. President Grant would go to Waukesha. Mary Todd Lincoln, of course, Abraham's wife, would come to Waukesha to drink the water and the mud baths that they used to do. Waukesha was a big city on health back then.
Interesting.
So, yeah, interesting history, although some say that's all wet. All right, let's light a fire and put this water out.
You got it. All right, so it is no secret that the cabin is the cabin, meaning us.
Yeah, our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's no secret that we at the cabin are some lively and active people who love exploring Wisconsin. And today we're talking
was
about
that your aw shucks move?
Yeah. Aw. Okay. Look at us, lively and active people. I love it. Today we're talking about how you can explore Wisconsin on two wheels versus our road trip and hiking episodes. We're kind of just focusing on how you can do that on a bike today. Biking is always a great and thrilling way to explore a new area. And with that, we are excited to have Kayla here as an expert opinion to walk us through some of the best biking paths in the state. So Kayla, do you have like a number one favorite biking trail to do or areas to ride, or is that too hard to pick a favorite?
That's pretty tough. But if I had to choose, I would say the La Crosse area. It really does not get the love it deserves for both road and mountain biking. It's a beautiful area. I know the Alliance there does a lot of work with, you know, keeping the trails up and just making it a great place for people to go. The Gateway Trail is up on Granddad's Bluff. I know I mentioned I don't really do a lot of mountain biking, so I've heard through my resources that the trails up there are great and they have all abilities, including a black diamond. So for those that are super hardcore. But yeah, it's just a beautiful area out there and the surrounding areas. You know, the Amish country is there, which is really cool. And for those that are more serious into cycling like myself or to anyone who wants to get into racing, they have the La Crosse Omnium, which is a great race. People from all over the country come to La Crosse, little old La Crosse, to participate. So there's three different races. One's a time trial. It used to be up Granddad's Bluff. I don't know if it's the same anymore.
That's a tough draw. That's a tough climb in your car.
It is. It's intense, but beautiful at the top. And then you get to go down, which is always fun. You know, it's worth it. So, and then the Chaseburg Road Race, which is one of the events in the Omnium, that is just amazing. I can't say enough about it because you get to ride past the Amish farms and the children come out all together and they cheer and they clap. It's like their minds are blown, which is really cool, you know. So it's just a great event. I would definitely say La Crosse area is my favorite.
That's exciting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, highly recommend. But, you know, a similar area kind of close is Viroqua. Really any, like, once you get to La Crosse and you want to go up and down the Mississippi River, right along the Driftless there, there's some great, you know, there's great trails and paths, for people of all skill levels. But if you're a road cyclist like myself, I mean, the country roads, you won't see a car for hours, which I feel like, you know, it's becoming more and more rare these days, which makes me really sad. But it's just a great place. You know, it's peace and quiet. You can see animals. The families and the farmers are like actually welcoming to cyclists, which again is unfortunately a little bit rare. But yeah, it's just a great area. It's absolutely beautiful.
You know, and I'll chime in with some of my favorites too. I love long distance road biking. Done some of those cross state bike routes. They used to have a thing called Sagbra. Are you familiar with that one, Kayla? It's more of an 80s, 90s thing, but you'd ride your bike for like 6 days across the state and stay in, like you'd sleep in a sleeping bag on high school gymnasiums and a SAG truck took your stuff and you'd go anywhere from 50 to 70 miles a day.
Cool. I feel like they have that still, but it's called something else.
Yeah, it's in a different form. It was sponsored by the Milwaukee newspaper back in the day and stood for Sentinel Active Americans Great Bike Ride Across Wisconsin, which that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That's why Iowa has Ragbri. They they invented it from Sagbra. But so the first one I ever did, which was with my grandfather, who he rode centuries on his bike well into his 70s. Biking keeps you very fit. And we rode from La Crosse to Milwaukee over the course of 6 days. And so I can vouch for the beauty of La Crosse. And the trail I wanted to mention is also in the Driftless area. And it was part of our route on that La Crosse to Milwaukee run was the Elroy Sparta Trail. Very famous trail for those who love biking. The very first rail-to-trail project in the United States where they had so many abandoned rail lines. They're like, you know what? We've got this right-of-way. There's no steep hills because railroads can't have steep grades. And in 1967, they opened that trail, pulled up the rails and groomed the crushed limestone. And you go through three hand-dug tunnels on the 32-mile course. It goes, of course, between Elroy and Sparta. That's how the name was creatively made. And I, you know, Kayla, you and I talked about this a little bit. Sometimes they have to repair some areas of the trail, and I think they're working on that right now. So check your sources before you ride this trail, at least for the month of May. But there are spaces where you can stop and stay or get food and drink. Sometimes they're few and far between. And on the Elroy Sparta, there's three of them across 32 miles. So the little towns of Norwalk, Kendall, and Wilton are the only places you can stop. Because otherwise, you know, you need to bring a lot of your own stuff along, don't you, Kayla?
Yeah, you do. But I do know that those towns very much appreciate when cyclists stop and, you know, have a bite to eat or whatever. A couple of years ago, there used to be something called the Bike Me Fun Ride in the Sparta area, and it was along that trail. And a great event, so keep your eyes peeled in case it comes back this year. But every stop, so in Wilton, there was a stop, and, you know, there was ice cream for the cyclists. And then the next stop, there would be, you know, sandwiches or something. So it was a really great event for families, too. So, yeah, if that comes back, I hope so. I hope it does, but keep your eyes open.
Some of those towns are springing up along the popular trails. Like, there's B&Bs and Airbnbs and things like that that you can enjoy. And they love having bicyclists because they're healthy people.
Right.
And by the way, if you love tunnels but you want a shorter trail, not far from the Elroy Sparta Trail, in fact, it connects to Elroy and over to Camp Douglas, is the Omaha State Trail, which is only 13 miles long. That's a paved trail, so it's a little easier. And there's a nice tunnel there that's about 800-900 feet long. Cool rock outcroppings, because the Driftless area has so much cool topography, and you're right up against it on some of these trails. So it's really, when you were talking, Kayla, about how the La Crosse area is so beautiful and doesn't always get the attention it deserves, absolutely right. Because I consider that whole area the La Crosse area.
Right. No, me too. It is absolutely beautiful there. And my parents actually have cabins in Warrens. So, you know, not too far away from Sparta, but I just love riding out there. It's just, it's amazing. And the towns are so charming. I mean, they're old, so the buildings are the original buildings. Even the signs for, like, the shops and the stores are the original signs. So there's a lot of charm there. but, yeah, I love that area. And I hope it stays, you know, of course I hope it gets developed for the sake of the town, but I just hope it stays small and cherished like it is, because, you know, those are becoming so few and far between nowadays. So
yeah, it's a precious thing when you go in and see some of those original things like that. You want that history to stay.
Right.
And when you're riding a bike versus driving a car, you get to look at it longer because you're going slower.
So yeah.
You go fast, but.
Well, no, not when I'm climbing. That gets a little hard, but.
That's true.
Yeah. I will say, like, riding your bike in these areas versus driving. I mean, for me personally, it's so much more intimate, and you build a different relationship with your surroundings. And, you know, you can go anywhere on a bike. It might take you a few days, but it's so freeing to just know, like, oh my gosh, I'm 50 miles away from home and it's just me and my bike. So highly recommend if you guys have not been on a bike lately.
And it's great to go out in those areas, but really closer to home, if you're living in larger cities, there's a lot of great trails too. Like, there's a lot in the Madison area around Dane County and everything you like, right, Kayla?
Oh, definitely. So there's a Military Ridge Trail. You know, you can ride a trail from Madison to Mount Horeb and even beyond. I think it goes all the way to Dubuque or far down.
I think mostly to Prairie du Chien, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It kind of follows a ridge south of the Wisconsin River by the time you get far west enough. And if you're on 18 and 151 heading west, I mean, that trail it parallels that trail basically.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah, it's a great trail. And there's so many fun, like, breweries and coffee shops along the way, which are a very large part of the cycling culture. No, there's not a bike ride that's really a bike ride unless you have a coffee first and a beer after. I mean,
and nice. Actually, I think this is, Kayla, you might be able to speak to whether or not how true this is, but the shandies, the beers with lemonade in them, mm-hmm. that was invented, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know where this took place, but a bunch of cyclists were at a bar and the bar guy wanted to stretch out the beer supply and it was a hot day. So he started mixing beer with lemonade to extend the beer. And the bikers wow. found it so refreshing and they loved it. You got your beer, but you also got a little refreshing zing and some sugar to help with your ride. And Shandy, and this might have been in Belgium, actually, now that I think about it. It may not have even been in the U.S., but Shandy beers were invented like to help fulfill the needs of some bicyclists going through.
Interesting. Wow. I did not know that, but that's
one of the
is
reasons there's a lot of biker bike themes on Shandy beers.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. Wow. Learn something new every day. I can't wait to tell everybody about that.
Like, well, we're trying here now. So.
Yeah, I mean, in the summer, it's just a great time to be with friends. I mean, you know, here in Madison, Capital Brewery has a great group ride on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm not sponsored or anything. I'm just giving them a shout out. It's a great ride and, you know, all skill levels. So if you want to go fast and if you're a racer, you know, you can go with the A group, or if you're just starting out, you can hang back and go with the C group, or, you know, just the casual riders. And it's something fun to do, to be social and to have a few beers. It's dog friendly too, which is really cool. You know, beers, bikes, and dogs, like, that's my life right now. So,
I mean, what a schedule to have though. I love it.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. So my dog hates bikes though. I think it's because she knows it means I'm going to be gone for a while. So she just wants nothing to do with them.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
I think that's why I don't find myself biking as often, is just if I'm getting exercise without giving my dog exercise, it feels like I'm working a double shift. So I need to do like some form of exercise that he can participate in.
A double shift.
Yeah, dogs will run with you on your bike, just not 30 or 40 miles.
Yeah, he's a sprinter, not much of a distance runner. So I think he would keep up for like a half block and then I would just be dragging him. So
that's
better.
Pretty sure
we're better off like rollerblading or running than biking.
What if you got him like a little sidecar thing?
That would be awesome.
I've seen that too.
Solutions, man.
Ooh, I definitely have to get him goggles if that's the case. We got to go full blown.
Like a scarf, like Snoopy when he was the World War One flying ace.
Okay,
kind of thing.
But please take 1,000 pictures of that if you do that.
Yeah, people are bringing their dogs along on some of the city trails too. I see it all the time. Here in Milwaukee, I mean, Madison, you know, we talked about how it's the number one biking city in the country. They have a lot of great trails through the town, too, like the Capital City Trail and all that, so you can connect. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee has a really cool one called the Oakleaf Trail, which is a huge circle around Milwaukee County. So it goes through the city, right along the lake, up north, west, south, you know, all the directions and everything. And it used to be called the 76 Trail because they designated it in 1976 and it was 76 miles, but they've since expanded it and now it's called the Oakleaf. But if you're on, and it's a mixture of roads and dedicated trail, a lot of times it's on parkways in the areas. But when you're between Bayview and downtown Milwaukee and going up the east side, it's especially cool because it's on dedicated railroad line. And from downtown, from the Milwaukee Art Museum north to the suburbs, Shorewood, Whitefish Bay, that area, you are going either under or over all the roads. Wow. So you don't have a cross street for, I think it's at least 3 or 4 miles. Then you have two small, like one road and then a side street and then another like several miles. No cross streets. You go over or under everything, including the river and the interstates and all that. So it's a really cool way if you're on a bike to slip in and out of the city really, really easily. And I really highly recommend that for anyone who wants to bike in and around Milwaukee because it connects right with downtown and the lakefront, and there's a big lakefront loop by the beach. And so it's a really great road bike trail. But even if you're on a mountain bike, it's actually a pretty good. And there's little mountain biking trails in the river. And we'll get to mountain biking in just a little bit. Now, I mentioned cities. Let's go way up north. There's a lot of great trails all across the state. Obviously, a lot of former rail to trails. The Wild Rivers one is a great one in the northwestern part of the state. Goes through Spooner on its way up to Superior. But the one I'm going to give a special shout out to is the Gandy Dancer Trail, which literally dances across state lines, too. It goes from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, to Superior, Wisconsin, by way of Minnesota. There's a 47-mile southern section from St. Croix Falls to Danbury. It goes over the St. Croix River, and then it crosses. There's a little area between Wisconsin and Minnesota where there's no river boundary. It's an actual state line in the middle of nowhere. There's very few roads even that cross this line, but the Gandy Dancer Trail does. And so you're in Minnesota for about 31 miles and then boom, back into Wisconsin for the 15 mile ride into Superior. And the trail was actually named for the work crews who laid the railroad tracks back in the day. They were using tools made by the Gandy Tool Company out of Chicago, and they were known to work by keeping their voices, feet, and tools in harmony, like a musical choreography or something, leading them to be called the Gandy Dancers.
I want to see a video of this. I mentioned to you, this makes me think of the dwarves whistling while they work.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
So,
yeah, I feel like Superior is another one of those places that are absolutely beautiful. And because it's so far north, I don't think many people have taken the time to go up there, but highly recommend. Oh my gosh.
A lot of breweries up there too.
Yeah. Yum. My mouth is watering now. No, but you know, I'll say that I've been to races and cycling camps all over the country. I've been to Colorado. I've been to North Carolina, everywhere. And with Madison and Wisconsin in general is truly, you know, a cycling mecca. We are so blessed to live here. Any cyclist would probably agree. The beautiful roads, the Driftless region is just amazing. And it really resembles a lot of Europe, especially with the narrower roads in the Driftless. And you just don't find that many places, you know, even Colorado. I love Colorado, always will, but there's so much traffic nowadays. Of course, there's the secret spots, but you know, with the mountains, there's only a few ways in the mountains and a few ways out. So if you think about that and how many options that you have for a route, and then you come back to Wisconsin and it's like, no traffic, I can ride freely.
No mountain lions.
Yeah. So it's a great place to be. And, you know, even the surrounding counties, I'll give another quick blurb about Spring Green. It's another one of my favorite places to ride, right along the Wisconsin River there. It's just gorgeous. I mean, I can't say enough about it. The roads are great. There's not a lot of traffic again, which is really important as someone who rides the road a lot. So, yeah, we're really lucky here in Wisconsin.
And it's funny, we don't have mountains, but we do have mountain biking because we do have some pretty good hills and we have a lot of great trails. And Dave, I know you've dug in and done a little more research on mountain biking trails.
Yeah, this is something that I have never done. I know you actually have some experience on the show doing some mountain biking trails, Eric.
Yeah, we did Jack Lake recently up in Langlade County. That was, man, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I actually kept up with these guys who mountain bike competitively. They were impressed. Oh, yeah. They took one look at me and they couldn't believe I could keep up with them. And they were impressed. And I would have thanked them, except I had no breath left.
Yeah, it seems very demanding, but it is.
It's tougher than road cycling.
Yeah, like I watched some of these GoPro videos of the GoPro strapped to the handlebars, and I just cannot believe that the quick reactions that you have to have going on some of these trails. So it's something that I would really be interested in, like renting a bike and trying maybe this year. Some of the trails that I saw talked about in that community were the Alpine Valley Mountain Bike Trail. In Elkhorn, there's a website called MTB Project, and I was clicking through their website. This was a black diamond difficulty and rated the highest on that website.
Perfect it's about for you like then, Dave.
8 miles. 8 miles. Yeah, a good starter trail for me. But no, actually, a good place that I was thinking about trying is Camrock, which is in Dane County, right between Cambridge and Rockdale. They have a bunch of mountain bike trails over there, and I think you can rent fat tire bikes and stuff like that nearby. They have one of those, it's called the Mayor's Playground. It's a whole park of these flow trails, which I watched some of the videos of people going through this thing, and it just seems like a roller coaster on a bike. Like, you don't even have to pedal along or anything. You just kind of, your momentum carries you through the whole winding jumps and turns. Just looks so fascinating. And then I wanted to mention the Camba Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association trail system, which is up by Cable and Hayward. They have like 300 plus miles of marked out mountain bike trails. So that seems like a great destination to spend a week and take a new trail every day.
Yeah, the Berkey activities include a lot of mountain biking things throughout spring and summer and into fall. And it is really gorgeous. When you can go mountain biking or even road biking in the fall in this state, mm-hmm. and check out all the colors.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm
going to jump in with two that would be really gorgeous in the fall, Eric, mm-hmm. both in the Door County area. So one, if you want to go super north, I would do Newport State Park. They have a lot of different bike trails, but I think their off-road is probably like way better because it has a lot of like sandy and muddy and rocky like hits for it. And you do a lot of loops that'll take you into their inland lake, which is Europe Lake, and kind of through Lake Michigan. And then my personal favorite is Peninsula State Park, which has different bike trails like all through it for any skill levels. But Sunset Bike Route is definitely my favorite, and that's about 12 miles long. So really gorgeous stuff in Door County for sure.
It's Instagrammable as can be.
As Instagrammable as it gets. There.
Yeah. And there's a couple, Susan, now you're our Door County representative. You know quite a bit about the road trails too.
I would say, I mean, there's quite a few road trails in Door County. I think Glidden Drive and Bayshore Drive, both in the Sturgeon Bay area, would be really beautiful to do.
But my actual Glidden favorite, especially, holy cow.
I know, the winding trails, my God. my actual favorite would be, and this would kind of be a whole day activity just because you have to get to the top, take the ferry over to Washington Island. You can bike the entire island in a day quite easily, but you get to go through like, you know, the Pebble Beach and the lavender farms. Like that's really a full day experience for sure that I would recommend to anybody.
You should go to the Albatross Drive-In afterwards and get an Albie Burger.
Get an Albie Burger. And then we'll go to the Bitters Bar. Back.
It's delicious.
Perfect. Oh,
and Nelson's Hall. Yes.
Take a shot of bitters, get our card. Yeah. It'll be perfect.
I will comment on the Door County. There is an event called the Door County Century. It's not a race, it's just an event of all skill levels. And they do an amazing job with that event and the setup. There's live music, there's a huge little expo tents everywhere afterwards. You go at your own pace, and it's just a tour of the area, and it's nice. Unreal. I love that event. So, again, I feel like it's just been forever since I've done anything because of the pandemic, but I hope to see that one on the calendar this year. Highly recommend to anybody.
You know, it's fun about Door County. You can't go too far off the beaten path because eventually you're going to run into water.
Yeah.
In any direction.
Yeah, wear your life jacket with this event.
How fast do you go?
You never know.
Oh, man. Well, get on your bike. Again, the trails... Many of the trails open for the season on May 1st. The weather's finally turning. The trees are popping. It's a good time to get out there. So hopefully we've given you a lot of good guidance, if you will. And Kayla, thank you so much for giving us a bunch of guidance and perspective and all that on for all the bike rides.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It's been really fun, and I hope more people get on bikes this year.
Mm-hmm. Hope your hand's Absolutely. All better by next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
need to get
me
out
too.
There.
Hoping for a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Very
good
fun.
Having a cyclist who's competitive. I know, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's move from biking to RVing, shall we? In fact, it's good to take your bike around the state with your RV. As you know, there are some people listening to this podcast that love RVs and biking at the same time, like I just mentioned. And thankfully, that's where Wisconsin RV World has you covered. As the state starts slowly opening up, more people getting vaccinated, still wanting to stay a little socially distanced, though, and perhaps cautious. Well, an RV is perfect for you then. Lets you hit the road with the family. It makes for a great option. It's your own traveling space, cleanliness levels, and you can cook your own meals or just have a great dining space if you grab takeout from a local restaurant. Absolutely. Support local restaurants on the road, but you can do the takeout and enjoy it in your RV or set up a little picnic area next to your RV. It's a great time. It keeps you safe and lets you still enjoy adventure. So
you don't have that when you have to go pick up food and by the time you get it, it's all soggy. If your home is in the parking lot, you're already there.
Yeah. And even if you need to reheat stuff, you can do it in an RV. There's a kitchen in them.
For sure. Yeah. And I will never turn down the opportunity for a great picnic. So do it right in your RV.
We're getting in that season. You can start shopping now and find out more by heading to WisconsinRVWorld.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Wisconsin, it's just another RV dealer.
All right. Well, kind of going off of my last little tail end of those biking trails. Our review of the week is all about Door County hidden gems, or should I say, oh, thank you, Dave. The Request for Door County Hidden Gems by Jonathan Pleitner. I promise I did not write this to try and plug this episode. But he said, after hearing your two hidden gem episodes, aka Milwaukee and Madison, I would recommend doing an episode for Door County Hidden Gems. I would love to surprise my wife when we venture up there this summer. Keep up the fun and enlightening work.
Sounds good to me. What do you say?
I mean, ask and you shall receive.
Susan, you probably know the most hidden gems, but
I would be excited for that kind of episode, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But before we can do Door County Hidden Gems, what's next for us, Eric?
Well, we grabbed a little data, feedback, if you will, from you guys. No, I'm talking about you, our awesome cabin listeners and watchers if you're on YouTube. And yes, we get some data from both Susan and Audio Dave as well. It turns out people love it when we talk about Wisconsin food and drink. What a shocker.
Shocking.
Then we looked at our previous episodes and saw we've given some love to wineries and breweries and focused on specific beverages like Bloody Marys and Old Fashions and such. But what have we not shined the light on yet? What are we missing? How about top-notch Wisconsin distilleries?
Nice.
We want to get excited in the spirit of the whole thing, if you will. So,
that should be our episode title.
Well, maybe it will be.
Yep.
We've got time to work on
that. I like it better
than
what's coming up.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're going to be talking about Grain Wisconsin.
That your first suggestion, was Grain Wisconsin.
It was, but I came up with something better. Like, literally on the fly just now.
That doesn't include rum, then, does it?
Okay.
We'll workshop.
We'll figure it out.
See you next week.
We'll workshop and get back to you. Okay, fine.
Today's episode of The Cabin was hosted by Eric Paulson and Dave Janis, and me, Susan Foch, with guest host Kayla Clemens. Produced by me and Audio Dave, with video editing by Andrew Natvig, and social media by me and Abby Stecker. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com, and don't forget to leave us a review.
And here's this week's installment of Know Your Wisconsin.
With Lake Michigan to the east, Lake Superior to the north, and the Mississippi River to the west, Wisconsin is a central state surrounded by water. For this reason, it's an important, lesser-known hub for commercial waterways. To help cities and companies build upon and improve their port infrastructure, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation offers something called the Harbor Assistance Program.
The Harbor Assistance Grant Program in the state of Wisconsin is a grant program that has been in the state since 1978. We get applications every year to help harbors for different things like dock wall repair, sometimes as small as replacing a bollard, and dredging is another big one. Any really type of infrastructure improvement to help the commercial aspect of the port for passengers and freight.
There are 29 commercial harbors and ports in the state of Wisconsin that ship a vast variety of commodities, including agricultural supplies, iron ore, and salt. Wisconsin also has a robust shipbuilding industry and several passenger vessels that keep harbors busy.
We've had a lot of really interesting and varied grants recently. One of the big ones that we just recently awarded was up in Marinette for Fink and Terry Shipbuilders. They won a big award for the Department of Defense to build their Navy ships, and we helped provide the infrastructure so that they could win that contract. We've also were able to help re-establish crane building in Manitowoc, which was very exciting. The vast variety and diversity of things that we ship and the amount of people and commodities and freight that comes in and out of Wisconsin every day. It's really a great resource. We're very lucky, and I'm very glad that the Department of Transportation helps support that with our Harbors Assistance Program.
And now you know your Wisconsin.